On the line with me today is Joe Barrett, president of Olds Minor Lacrosse. And Joe, we are right into registration now for lacrosse. So don't look now, but lacrosse season is right around the corner. First of all, how can folks get signed up for 2025?
Check on our Facebook page, or best it, go to our website, and on there will be a link to register, plus any information that they are needing or needing to be answered. They can find it right there.
And of course, Joe, you've been the president now with Olds Minor Lacrosse, I believe, a handful of seasons. Can you tell us just the state of lacrosse here in town? How are things looking? How many teams are you anticipating to have?
We're hoping to have a full league this year, from U7 up to U17. So that's where the numbers are going right now. We're crossing our fingers that we'll have two U13 teams this year. So it's been going good. The numbers are a little bit low right now, but it's still really early in the season.
If people are unfamiliar with just kind of the commitment that comes around lacrosse, can you explain what it looks like in any given week?
Usually we have, for all the age groups, about two practices per week, with games on the weekends and the odd tournament throughout the season. Our season starts mid-April and runs till end of June. And we're hoping to find some floor time in March so we can start practices a little bit earlier this year.
And that's right around the corner, of course. How much is registration? And just, again, for in terms of what equipment people will need or stuff like that, how can people get involved with this?
Equipment-wise there, it's, if your kid has played hockey, I would say probably about 80% of the hockey gear that you have can be used in lacrosse, other than just a couple, few extra items. And the cost is pretty reasonable. We try to keep the cost down for everyone to participate in the sport.
And I know, Joe, a lot of that, of course, is the floor time cost. So just what does the floor scenario look like in Mountain View County right now? I know last year was a little bit of a hassle, but what are you anticipating 2025 brings?
About the same. We're still having some issues trying to get floor time. It's going to be an ongoing battle there. I'm lucky enough there. I mean, sad to hear that Ditchbury lost their ice, but we were able to jump on that and get some floor time in late March, so we can, like I said, so we can start our practices a little bit earlier.
Well, that is good news. A little bit of a silver lining, I would say, for sure, for lacrosse enthusiasts here to get involved a little bit earlier. Get out there, of course, and like you say, you're offering teams from U7 to U17. Once again, Joe, if there were parents or players who are potentially listening to this interested, where is the best place to go to sign up?
Check our website out. Also, on February the 7th, we are having a try-it night for anybody that is new, that is wanting to learn, or to come out to the Holy Trinity from 3:30 to 6:30. We're going to have some of our coaches out there. Myself will be there. So any parents that have any questions, more than free to come out, check it out. And the kids have a try at playing lacrosse.
That's awesome. A try-it night happening on February 7th, or day, I should say, on February 7th. Is there any equipment needed for that at all?
Just indoor running shoes and a helmet. If you got your hockey gloves, they can be worn. If you don't have a stick, we will supply a stick.
That is fantastic stuff. So there's a good opportunity to kind of get a taste for lacrosse. And I've been in the lacrosse world for a couple of years now, just from the broadcasting booth. It is an awesome sport. It's a very intense sport, but one I would encourage anyone to get involved with. Joe, thank you for your time today. Just one last one for you. Is there a deadline for registration this year?
Early bird closes on February 15th, so it's a $50 off of fees, so best time to get in is before the 15th.
Of course, we'll help things get finalized in terms of team situations as well. Earlier, the better.
Exactly.
They'll save you some money as well, Joe. Thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck. We'd love to check in a couple of times during the lacrosse season.
You bet. We'd love to make connections again.